Today, as we celebrate this feast of Our Blessed Lady's Immaculate Heart, we have to be able to put that into context of what it is that we hear in the readings. For instance, in the Gospel reading today, we hear about what happened at the crucifixion, and our Lord looking at his mother and saying, "Behold your son," to the disciple, "Behold your mother." We recall, of course, the words of Simeon that we read in St. Luke's Gospel, that a sword will pierce your heart. The word that is used there for sword is used in only one other place in Scripture. It is not, in the New Testament anyway, it is not the normal word that is used for a sword, but rather it has to do with the sword of sorrow that is going to pierce our Blessed Lady's heart. Now, knowing that, then we look at a little bit further. We ask ourselves, what exactly do we understand here when our Blessed Lady is being asked to behold her son? On one hand, yes, we can say she looked at her son on the cross. On another hand, we can say, well, now she is being taken into the home of St. John, and that's going to be as a son to a mother. But we have to look a little further, because it's not dealing just with St. John, it's dealing with you and me. What is it that happened to our Blessed Lady's heart? It is there that Our Lady, recall, conceived each one of us. She is a mother. Now, what we heard in the Gospel reading, we could say, well, she's kind of adopted us. She's an adoptive mother. No, she's much more than that. She's a spiritual mother. But not even in the way that we would necessarily think of a spiritual maternity that we could speak of consecrated virgins or of the women religious. But rather, this is a spiritual maternity that we hear about in the first reading of the fruit of this woman and all that she is offering, because you and I were conceived in her immaculate heart. When the angel of the Lord asked our Blessed Lady if she would be the mother of Christ, remember, that is not just a mother of the physical person of Jesus. It is the mother of the whole Christ, spiritual or mystical, as well as physical. And the saints tell us that Our Lady had to conceive in her heart before she conceived in her womb. That means that she conceived the whole Christ in her heart. She received the physical person of Jesus in her womb, but she conceived us in her heart at the moment that she said yes and opened her heart to each one of us. And so when we go back and listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah, when he asks, can a mother be without gentleness, without love to the child of her womb? Can she ever forget the child of her womb? The answer, of course, is no. If that's the case with a child conceived physically in the womb of a woman, what are we going to say of a child conceived spiritually in the heart of a woman? Because after all, we are told that Our Lady kept all of these things in her heart and she pondered them. In other words, what happens in a woman's heart is in many ways even more profound than what happens in her womb. And so she does not forget. She is not without tenderness. She is pure love. And that pure love is for you, because she conceived you in her immaculate heart. At the cross, it is there that she gave birth to each one of us spiritually. Just as she opened her heart to receive the Lord, now her heart was opened mystically through this sword of sorrow that pierced her heart as she stood at the foot of the cross. And through that opening mystically in her heart, her spiritual children were born. But she has not forgotten. She holds all of these in her heart. She ponders them all. Of course, if you're anything like me, you've given her quite a bit to ponder. But nonetheless, thanks be to God, she doesn't forget. She is a mom. She loves us. She prays for us. She intercedes on our behalf for mercy for us. But she wants us more than anything to be united with her son. The best way to be united with her son is to be united in the exact place where you and her son both existed before he began to live in her womb. That is in her Immaculate Heart, which is the refuge of sinners. It is the place to which every one of us can be drawn and there find a mother's heart. Not a heart that is filled with anger because we're so foolish and we did so many stupid things, but rather a heart that is filled with compassion, a heart that is filled with love, a heart that was united with her son as he suffered for our sins to be forgiven. And if you think about it, the passage that follows immediately after what we heard in the gospel, there at the foot of the cross, as she gave birth to you and me, mystically, what happened to the heart of her son? It was pierced. Blood and water came out so that we could be baptized, so that we could receive him in Holy Communion. There at the cross, she did all of that for you and me. That is the love that this mother has for us. So we needn't be afraid to approach her. And we needn't obviously be afraid to approach our Blessed Lord. He is pure mercy. But sometimes we might be afraid to go directly to him. So go into Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. There you're going to find Jesus. There you do not have to be afraid. There you will not only be welcomed and received, there you will be embraced with the most profound love that you have ever experienced in your life. That is the heart of a woman, the heart of a mother, the heart of our Blessed Lady, who, as only a mother would be able to do, said yes to the likes of you and me, and actually loves us that much, as only a mother could. Thanks be to God for this beautiful gift of our Blessed Lady, the gift that will bring us to union with her son, because that is all she desires for us. So if we are willing to draw near to her, she is going to bring us to Jesus. That's her only task. That's her only desire. And again, we need not be afraid. She's not just going to abandon us. She'll be with us the entire way, interceding, guiding, doing all the things that a mom does, helping us along the way to eternal life. And even though, because she has given spiritual birth in that sense, we were born from her Immaculate Heart, a mother's heart never forgets. On one hand, we haven't ever left her heart. We are still there. She is still there, pondering, loving, and always will, because she's a mom. So what a gift, what a beautiful gift that God has given us, the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Lady, a heart with no sin, with no stain of sin, a heart, therefore, of absolute and pure and perfect love. And that is the love that she has for you as an individual. Not just a generic love, well, she loves all of us because we're all of her children. Yeah, she does. She loves you. She loves you individually because she said yes to you, because she received you, because you grew in her heart and you were born from her heart. And it is through her heart that she wants to bring you to the fullness of rebirth, not only a baptism, but the rebirth into eternal life in the Sacred Heart of her divine Son.